Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay, where we come with our questions to learn more about this magical clay that's a healing clay. It's a fascinating subject. This is an opportunity to ask your questions and also to share different ways you've used the clays and successes you've had and testimonials. We learn together. And in sharing our different experiences, we learn different ways to apply it, to use it, to maybe mix it with a little olive oil or super silver or something to enhance it a little bit. So we welcome your questions, and we actually have some in queue today. So I'm going to switch over to the question page, and we'll start there. Linda asked, I was going to share a little clay with someone and without thinking used a metal scoop. I left it sitting in the container for just a few minutes before I realized I should not do that. Would that have ruined my clay? No, you're fine. It's prolonged contact with metal. So if you left it in overnight, you might be in jeopardy. And then I would say it would be the clay around the scoop if it was the powder. You're fine. It's fine. You can use it. Just don't leave it in there and be sure and wash the metal scoop or wash the spoon off. And we don't want you to store it in a jar with a metal lid because they rust and the clay will rust them and pull that rust into the clay. So next we have several questions here from Tina in Providence, Rhode Island. She says, hello, I have a teenage son that's been diagnosed at a young age of ADHD. He currently takes Fosalen RX daily while in school. Question one, would there be any benefit for him if I administered this clay to him? If so, what would be the benefits and how should I give it to him? I'm new in researching about the clay. I just started using a pre-made liquid clay on May the 4th, that goes into the next question. The best thing for ADHD children and autistic children are the clay baths. A clay bath with one cup of clay, depending on what size they are, if they're real small, they can submerge in the bathtub when the bathtub is half full, so you might get by with 3/4 of a cup of clay in the bath water. There are instructions on how to hydrate the clay before you add it to the bath water on livingclayco.com. If you go to the site map and click on mixing directions, it'll take you to the bottom of the page where there are two videos, one showing how to make the liquid clay and the other showing how to make the clay for the bath. And those will walk you right through very easily how to do that. The clay baths seem to calm the children down. Autistic children instantly in the bathtub respond to the clay. They start making more eye contact. They become more verbal and very much calmer. So I would recommend the clay baths maybe 2 a week. See how he does on them. And then I like to do the baths at night because they really sleep well after a nice clay bath. Taking it daily, I recommend that to everybody because it really supports the immune system. It balances your pH. It cleanses the lower colon. It gets rid of parasites. When it cleanses the lower colon, your child or yourself, whoever, can absorb more nutrients from the supplements you take and the food you eat. So you have more energy and you're getting stuff through that colon wall, which has been clogged up with a lot of gluten and gooey-like substance and old fecal matter. So the clay benefits everybody to drink. It alkalizes the body and brings it into balance. It doesn't over-alkalize. It's homeostasis, so it's all about balance. Your second question had to do, said, I'm new in researching about clay. I just started using a pre-made liquid clay on May 4th, taking a tablespoon with water 1 to 2 times a day. Question number two, why and what is the difference between using a premixed calcium bentonite clay and 1 tablespoon and taking 2 ounces with the clay powder water self-mix? I'm a little confused here on this question. I think you're asking buying the premixed bottled clay. If you buy the liquid clay that's already bottled and sold in a liquid form, you'd want to take, 1 to 2 ounces twice a day. If you want to start with a tablespoon and build up, you can. And taking 2 ounces with clay with water self-mixed. The ratio is a single serving is a teaspoon of dry powder clay to 2 ounces of water and shake that up. But you can make a whole bottle of the liquid clay yourself. If you're using living clay, using 1 ounce of clay to 8 ounces of water, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. I like to double that and use 2 ounces of clay to 16 ounces of water. I leave the bottle on my container, and that works for me for about a week. It lasts about a week, taking 2 ounces a day. I vary how much I take. After you've done your cleanse period of 2 ounces for 14 days, you can kind of back off and find your maintenance period, maintenance time with the clay, however much that is. It may be 1 ounce. It may be go ahead and be the 2 ounces twice a day. For me, I like that because I have a tend to get acidic in my older age, and the 2 ounces works well for me. So find your happy place with the clay. And I hope I've answered that correctly. Again, you can go to the website, and they will show you how to mix the liquid yourself, and you can go from there. If I didn't answer it correctly, you can include your email, and I'll answer you back, or you can email me directly. My information will be on the link site. It's perry@austin.rr.com, and my phone number is in the back of the book, or you can call the Living Clay website. They'll give you my direct line. All right, let's go back and see what other questions we have. Marie in Cadillac, Michigan. Does it help for seborrheic? This is the skin disorder. Any kind of skin disorder. The sentence didn't complete there, so I'm not sure exactly what the rest of the sentence was. Any kind of skin disorder, you can put the clay on, use the clay mud, put it on rather thickly. If you need to keep it in place and wet, you can use a piece of saran wrap or glad press and seal. That will hold it in place, and just give it patience to help. We've had success with eczema and psoriasis. Amazing stories of one lady who had eczema from head to toe. She was in her 80s. Her daughter came up, brought the clay. She was giving her clay baths and 2 cups of water, a real hot bath. She would put the clay on her before she got in the bath and let her stay in the bathroom a while it started to dry, put her in the bath, submerge her in the bathtub, get her out, rub her down with coconut oil, wrap her in a towel, and have her lay in bed for 30 minutes and then wipe that off and she'd go to bed. Well, after the fourth day, this dry, scaly, elephant-like skin just peeled off. She woke up in the morning and it was all over her bed, and she had healthy skin underneath it. So she was doing the more aggressive approach. Depends on how long you want to work with it. You want to use the clay on thickly for any kind of skin irritation, rash, problems of that nature. At night, if you want to leave it on, you can't sleep with the thick clay on. When it dries, you'll have crumbs in your bed. But if you put a thin coat on, rub it in slightly, and let it dry just with a thin coating, you can sleep with it on, so it would be doing maintaining some good during the night. Anne in Wisconsin, would clay help with toenail fungus? Absolutely. You smother that tail with the clay mud, prop your feet up, let it dry for about 15 minutes. Do that, every day for a week, and you're going to see it clearing up. Now, it takes a while to tell, because a lot of times the toenail fungus has gone back under the toenail bed, and you have to wait for the toenail bed to grow out and new fresh beds will come in. The first time I did it, I could feel a little tingling in my toe, and my nail bed was chalky about halfway back, and I kept doing it, and after a while, I didn't see any difference in my toe. And then I realized it was growing out, and my pink part of my toenail was getting larger and larger as the old fungus area grew out. And periodically, you want to do it again, but just put the clay on real thick and prop your feet up and sit for about 15 minutes, or if you can, until it dries, and wash it off, and you'll be amazed. All right, excellent. Let's see what else we have here. Take me a minute to go back and click on the right links. Well, it looks like here's one from Denise in Chicago. Hi, Denise. Hi, Perry A. It's Denise in Chicago. One main difference in the premix clay and the powder clay is convenience. I turned my niece onto the clay, and she works all the time, and the premix works best for her. Excellent, excellent. I don't like to mix it one dose at a time. I like to mix the bottle, the premix, and go from there. And it is convenient. It'll keep on your kitchen cabinet. You don't have to refrigerate it. I've kept it for up to 3 months, and it was as fresh as the day I made it. So that's why I like, sometimes I get a 32-ounce bottle and quadruple it. For that amount, I use a half a cup of clay to 32 ounces of water. I put the water, half fill it half full of water, add the clay, shake it real, real good. You want to get the lumps out. Then I add the rest of the clay, the water, and continue to shake it. If there are any lumps, you just keep shaking it, let it sit a little while, shake it again, they'll work out. Now, then you can drink, the clay. When you get down to the bottom, you're going to have the heavier particles of clay settle at the bottom. When you get down to that, just add some water to it and shake it up. Go water your plants. They love it. They'll bloom like crazy. It gives them minerals and things that plants are able to take from the clay. So, good idea. Thank you for that. The question was a little confusing to me. I'm not sure I answered her right, but I hope that will work. Okay, let's see here. Looks like we're kind of caught up on questions for a while. I'll keep coming back. And if anyone has any testimonials or success stories they would like to share, we'd be open to receiving them. For anyone new to the clay, calcium bentonite clay is considered a healing clay. The green healing clay is the most popular that's used. Clay has an electromagnetic energy to it, and the clay has an energy of its own. When it's added to the energy of the body, it's just like a booster for stimulating energy and blood flow and oxygen in the blood. Used topically, it draws. It draws powerfully. It can draw through the skin all the way down to the bone and the joints. And this is why the clay baths are so valuable for detoxing heavy metals and toxicity that's stored in the body. After a while, the kidney and the liver can't keep up with the filtering out of the waste products, because we are so in overload these days and times, that these toxins get stored in the soft tissues of the body, and over time it builds up and we get disease and we get joint aches and arthritis and things of this type. drinking the clay has been known to reduce arthritic buildup in joints, like fingers that are already crooked and stiff. And drinking the clay seems to dissolve that buildup in those joints, and they get more flexible and become pain-free. Clay is a natural analgesic. When you put it on something or drink it, it begins to stop the pain. I had a lady that came here that she had had lower gut pain for a year, and she had taken over-the-counter medicine, antibiotics, prescription. Nothing helped. I fixed her a shot of clay, and she drank it. And when I say shot, it's about your 2 ounce amount. And she drank it, and in 15 minutes, she said, "Oh, my gosh, my pain is gone. It's the first time I've been pain-free in over a year." And I had a lady with a cracked wisdom tooth. She came in, and we gave her some clay to put on her tooth. It was on a Sunday. She couldn't get to a dentist, and she had an excruciating pain from the bottom of her jaw to the top of her head that just kind of like an earache, one of those shooting pains. So we packed the clay around the tooth, and in less than a minute, she said the pain was gone. She still needed to go get her tooth seen about since it was cracked, but it temporarily did help. And it's amazing how the body responds to clay and how quickly. These autistic children that in the clay bath, the parents see right before their eyes their first clay bath, can see them make this change. They're more calm, they're more verbal, they make more eye contact, and they just can't believe that it happens that quick. But it relaxes them, it opens the flow of energy in the body, and oftentimes we have blocked areas of our body where the energy stalls out, and the blood flow doesn't get through where it's needed. And the clay baths at night are the best thing in the world. I just talked to a lady today, and she said her first clay bath, she slept all night long like a baby. She said, "I slept till 10 o'clock in the morning, and I never sleep that late. I just had the best night's sleep I'd ever had." She said, "Normally I have problems sleeping, and I wake up 2 or 3 times during the night." Clay is good for your pets. You know, give it to them, it'll help their hair coat, it'll help get rid of parasites in them. They have more energy. I've seen old dogs that couldn't get around. They were so stiff with arthritis and achy joints that they couldn't get up and down the stairs and couldn't jump on the furniture. And after 3 days of eating clay in their food, they were jumping on the bed, jumping in the pickup, and bouncing around with more energy and just like a young pup. So, you know, if it does that for them, it's doing it for you too. It's amazing how clay works. We can't really grasp all of how it works. When you take it internally, it only stays in the digestive tract. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream. And yet, through catalytic action, clay can enrich the blood and stop anemia because it builds red blood cells. So there's one of the mysteries about clay. It's through catalytic action with enzymes that this happens, called biotransmutation. So there's a three-prong attack, applying it topically, drinking it, and taking clay baths. Sometimes you just need one. Like for a burn, you would just apply the wet clay mud over the burn, and it will, within about 30 seconds, the excruciating pain of a burn goes away, those nerve endings that are just on fire. It soothes them, and it just goes away. And if you keep the clay on there, as long as it feels tender, keep clay on it. Put fresh clay on it. I know when I get my hands in the water, sometime when I have a burn on the back of my hand, as long as it feels tender when I get it out, I'll put more clay on. I put it on at night before I go to bed, and the next day there's not even a burn mark. No blister, no burn mark. It's absolutely amazing what it does for burns. Any kind of skin rash, poison ivy, poison oak, shingles, chicken pox, get clay on it right away. Your insect bite, it literally draws out the venom. So you want to put the clay on the insect bites as soon as they appear. The quicker the better. Fire ant bites. In Texas, we have fire ant bites, and they burn like fire. That's why they're named that. And they make little blisters, and then they itch for days and days and days. Well, if you can get the clay on immediately, it keeps them from making the blisters, and it takes the burn away. And the next day, they're either a tiny little red mark or there's nothing there. I've seen it work on scorpion bites, and the next morning, you couldn't even find the bite marks. So it's great. It's the pulling and drawing power that's so powerful for clay when applied topically. It can pull toxins out through the skin because the pores of the skin is the largest breathing organism on the body. And through the pores of the skin, it will release. That's how we maintain homeostasis, is when we get over hot, the pores open up and we sweat, we perspire, we release moisture so we can cool our body down. And through the pores of the body, the clay can pull the toxins out deeply embedded in the joints. That may take clay baths 2 a week for 10 weeks, maybe a month, 2 months. It depends on how toxic and how long the toxicity has been in there. So gauge for yourself and just see what's up. Well, we're not having any more questions coming in. I'm going to go over to the phone lines and see if anyone on the phone would like to ask a question. If you do, if you will press *2 on your phone, it will alert me that I can open your line and you can come on with me and ask your question. And if I don't see anything, I'm going to keep on talking about clay. Lately, the Natural News, the health ranger who types the Natural News report, has been concerned about the nuclear problem in Japan, and he said it's not over yet. That fourth reactor is not stable, it's not protected, and if there were another earthquake or another tsunami, it's not strong enough to hold. And there's a lot of danger that it might even be leaking now. He's very concerned about the stability of it and has been sending out a lot of emails lately. Really wants to rally the world to let's stop this nuclear production and these nuclear power plants. It's amazing how many we have all over the world, and they are not invincible. So they do hold a lot of danger for the whole planet. I'm trying to get an article he wrote lately and put it on the chat groups if any of you want to read about that. So just be prepared, know what you need to do in case something does happen. There's articles there about using clay and iodine and how to protect yourself on the aboutclay.com site. And let's see, without having any questions here, I'm going to go back over and see if we have any more questions. No. So let's talk about some testimonials. You know, I had a testimonial about clay healing broken bone on a little woodchuck. A lady had a rescue woodchuck with a broken leg, and she put it in a cage and put clay all over the leg. And she just put its little food bowl and water right up close to it, and she put a blanket over the cage so it'd be dark and it wouldn't move around, and left it there for a few days, and then opened it and took it out and put the cage on the grass one day so it could get a little sunshine. And the woodchuck started climbing the side of his cage, and his leg had literally been dangling. And it may have been 4 or 5 days, but it was strong enough he was climbing the side of the cage. So if there is a broken bone, like a finger or a toe or a wrist where they have a splint on, that you're able to get the clay right around the break area, put the clay mud on thickly, wrap it in some saran wrap, put the splint on over it, and the healing time is going to be cut probably to about a third. Generally, it takes 6 to 8 weeks in a cast to heal. I've had two people with broken wrists that healed in 3 weeks' time using the clay and a splint. And, I mean, I'm amazed at that. I don't know how it does it other than bringing oxygen and blood flow and just speeding healing to the area. It's wonderful on old scar tissues. People with acne scars, if you start taking clay facials, you'll notice the scars diminishing. And I had a lady that had some old knee surgery from when she played basketball in high school, and here it was 20 years later, and she had this keloid scar built up on either side of her knee, and she started using the clay on there, and it went down flush and smooth. You could still see the line because it was lighter, but it wasn't that rigid buildup of scar tissue. There's so many unique ways to use the clay. I'm a great proponent of brushing your teeth with it, swishing before you go to bed at night, swish them to get all the bacteria out of your cheeks and gums, packing your gums at night with the powder clay. Just put a little ridge on the back of a popsicle stick or your toothbrush and drop the powder clay between your cheek and gums. The saliva will hold it in place. It will pull the bacteria out of the gum and literally tighten the gums and tighten those pockets back to the teeth. So we're a little short on questions today, and I hope you've gotten a lot out. I'm always welcome not only questions, but, share clay work for you. Okay, here's another one from Denise. Another use for clay baths is clay bath for your pet or to combine the effects of vaccination. Excellence. This is what I love from this group. Clay baths, a lot of times our pets have itchy skin and they lay down and roll and rub. Well, their skin is itching, and a clay bath for your pets is great because it relieves that itchy skin. And, if they have vaccinations that they have to have and you don't want them to have it, put the clay on the vaccination site right afterwards and see if it doesn't pull out some of the chemicals. I think it would treat it like an insect bite, and the venom, the vaccine would be like the venom. So if you ever have to take some sort of vaccination that you don't want afterwards, just take the clay with you and put it on immediately. I take clay with me when I have x-rays and I'll go in the bathroom and rub it on the area that I had an x-ray on as soon as they get through. And then I go home and take a clay bath at night. When I do my dental stuff, I don't mind driving home with dry clay on my cheek and under my jaw. So I'll put it around that when I have dental x-rays. So just get creative on how you use your clays. And do remember your pets. Sheena in Creedmoor, my partner used clay on a really bad blister the other day. She had streaks running up towards the knee, swelling and heat. She put the clay on the blister. The next morning, all of the streaking and swelling and pain was gone. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Yes, it's amazing how quick it works. We had a child that had been wearing sandals, and she went to day school, and she was like 2 years old, but she wasn't talking yet. And a piece of leather on her sandal had turned under, and all day long it was rubbing on her foot, and she didn't know how to tell them what was wrong. But when the mother picked her up, They said she had been real fussy all afternoon. Well, she took her home and took the saddle off, and here was this huge red blister under her shoe. And we put the clay on her foot and put a sock on over it. And it wasn't 30 seconds later, she loved to dance to music on the TV. And she was up dancing and bouncing around. And the next morning when we took it off, we just left the sock on all night. They were spending the night with us. The next morning when we took it off, there wasn't even a blister. It had taken all the water out of that blister and tightened the skin back to the muscle on the foot. Another win for Clay. Thank you, Shanna from Creedmoor. Is that Creedmoor, Texas? You might be right up the road from me. It's a rainy day here in Texas, and we're thankful for that. My grandson's ball game is canceled, but we can reschedule ball games, and we're so low in water here that it's just great to have it. Okay. Looks like that's all the questions for now, and it's 12:31. Our time is up, and I like 30-minute sessions. It keeps us fresh and interested, and thank you for joining me. Bring your questions and come again and share this site with your friends. We're happy to answer questions and educate the world about clay. That's my role, and I'm adamant on sharing this natural product, this safe product that can speed the healing time. And for me, most suffering is optional when you have clay. So now go get clayed and have a good day. Bye-bye.